One small note that this podcast, Breakfast with Warriors, talks about domestic violence and all the traumatic things around that. If you find that it is too triggering and it's too much for you, please withdraw, take a break and breathe, nurture yourself and look after yourself, practice your self-care, which as always is the cornerstone of your healing. Hello, my warriors! This is the Barefoot Warrior. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Breakfast with Warriors. I am the Barefoot Warrior, and I now help people of the LGBTQIA+ community heal from domestic violence through my Unfuck Yourself program. If you would like to know more about that, please email me at barefootcoach@yahoo.com. So, let's get to it. Hello, my warriors. I was just about to record an episode of this podcast on journaling, but I actually changed my mind because I think self-care needs another episode. And the reason I say that is some people don't know what self-care is. So in my last episode, I talked about going to a tarot reader, and the tarot reader said to me to get in the water. And I had no idea about self-care. I remember getting on, I'm quite a spiritual person, so I looked for signs everywhere. And when I started swimming, I had a panic attack. I was ankle deep in the water. It was a saltwater pool. I live on the ocean, the town I live in. And I had a panic attack. So that's where I've come from. I didn't own a pair of swimmers. It was in an old bra, a pair of old knickers, and a dirty, well, not a dirty T-shirt, but an old T-shirt. And that's what I swam in until I could afford a pair of swimmers. As time went on, in that saltwater pool in the change room, there was there's always around pools, I've noticed, there's always a group of swimmers that do those insane amount of laps. And these group of retired women, most of them were in their late 60s, early 70s, you know, chatting away, you know. And it was a really incredibly, surprisingly, it was an amazing safe space. And it's not just about you when it comes to your self-care. In the end, it's the interactions you have with beautiful people that come along when you do that stuff. So like I said last week, when you are looking at something to do with your self-care, and I'm not talking about pedicures, I'm not talking about getting your nails done, but that can be a form of it. This is generally something that gives you absolute and complete joy. And makes you feel fucking amazing while you're doing it and afterwards.
And this, while I said it's also about your interactions, because those interactions help you heal. You're not super duper involved in these people's lives. They're just strangers that give you a little note from the universe to say that believe in humanity, you will heal. You're a beautiful person. And it's not to, you know, for anything but those things. And the more I swam, the more people at the local beach got to know me. The surf lifesaver got to know me. There was a lovely young girl at a cafe that got to know me, and she was beautiful. And I had this real thing in my head, a belief that's, you know, people with that didn't have weight problems and looked really good in bikinis didn't talk to people like me who were big and, you know, and this girl challenged that belief. And I had to really take stock of how I viewed that belief. And I went, well, you're wrong. To myself, I went, I'm wrong. So these interactions will, and your self-care, do more than restore your broken heart and your brokenness. They do so much more, and you will find, even if you're sensitive like a snail, you know, when you touch a snail or go near a snail, it shrinks into its shell. And that's what it's like once you leave domestic violence. That's exactly what you're like. You're numb, you're scared, you're fucked up. And self-care is a way to bring you out of that shell. And you'll shrink back into it and you'll come out. And you'll shrink back into it and you'll come out. And then your self-care, with the more you show up and the more you do that activity that makes you feel fucking amazing, the more you do that, the more you will believe in yourself, the more you will show up for yourself, the more you will cope with what life has puts in your path. So how do you find out your self-care? What's your one thing? Like I remember hearing someone, even though this tarot reader said get in the water, it was at the beginning of winter, so I went for 3 swims and then, fuck, it was done for 3 months because I'm fortunate enough to live in Australia where we can swim for 9 months out of the year. So that I was at the, like, tail end of autumn and I couldn't swim. So, and I kept on looking up self-care. I'd get on Pinterest, I'd get quotes, I'd, you know, Facebook, and the algorithms would, you know, bring shit up. And I ended up really loving swimming, but over the winter, because I couldn't swim, I was living with my mum and dad, and we have it was an old one-bedroom unit that they lived in while they built the house, and we called it the garage. And I got down there on mum's sewing machine and I started sewing. Now, I fucking hated sewing and textiles in year 9. My mum made me do it as an elective and I fucking hated every moment of it. But I'll tell you what, 35 years later, when I've had to move back home after domestic violence, all of those skills came back. Because the other thing about me is I'm super creative. I do ragtime quilts where I've got all the seams hanging out. And I love Cecily Mary Barker fairies. So I went to the quilt shop and got that, and then I go to the op shop. So that kept me really focused on making a blanket. I made a circular blanket with a sea theme for my car. I made a coat and a matching vest. And then my aunt and I were talking about fabric slashing. Oh man, I was fucking in heaven. So I made a rainbow vest and oh man, nobody comments on it, but I fucking love that thing. And so that's what I'm saying. It might not just be one activity. You might have one as an exercise. You might have one as a creative endeavor. You might be super creative. You might have always wanted to do pottery. Well, you know what? Fuck it. Go and find something that where you can do pottery lessons. Save up for it. You know, even immerse yourself in a pottery gallery and go and have a look and be inspired. And start saving up little bit by little bit to do that course. I've done a pottery course. Man, I fucking love that shit. Like, I'm just creative. I will generally try my hand at anything. I've taught myself to watercolour paint. I've done scrapbooking. I've done junk journaling. Yeah, love all. Anything I can make with my hands, I just love it. So that's what I'm talking about. But when you've got no money, this is the challenge. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means you're going to have to find a cheap way of doing it. I made the handbag that I take to work at the moment. It's made out of a pair of jeans. And I should sell this shit because people pay a lot of money to get a denim bag. And it has lasted so much. You know, I love making my own soap. So, but that's a really expensive hobby. I'm hitting menopause, so I've made my own hormone cream because the other thing I've got a passion for is herbs and gardening. But that's me now. That's not me when I came home from, you know, broken from domestic violence. That's me who's, you know, been on this journey for 4 years and pushed myself to show up for myself, because I knew that if I didn't show up for myself, I was going to be dead with my next relationship. My next partner, if I didn't do that deep work, was going to kill me. And so that was one side of me. The other side of me went, well, that's never fucking happening again. Well, what have I got to do if I know that I'm going to get killed in my next relationship, but it's never happening again? What's your plan of action? Well, I've got to deal with my shit. I can't be in a relationship until I do my work. And the only reason Julie and I have the relationship we've got is because Julie and I both did work on ourselves after our last relationships fell apart. And her story is not mine to tell, but my story in and of itself is horrific. And by me saying that to you, where I'm at now, I'm engaged, paying off a house. I love my job. And there was 8-9 months where I couldn't work. I just couldn't face being there for anybody else in disability when I couldn't show up for myself. I needed to heal, and I did try to go back to work a few times, and I had to go to the doctors and say, I can't do it. I need more time. And New Start and welfare was no way for me to live. It's no way for anybody to live. But if you've got to be on welfare, then, you know, that is the reason we pay taxes, is so that the people who can't work, you know, have something to fall back on. So what is self-care? Self-care is a way, it's a cornerstone of healing along with therapy. And I'll do another podcast in a couple of weeks about therapy. You have to be determined, my warriors. You have to. You have to be determined to go and get uncomfortable in therapy to deal with why you attract people that you attract. You can't go that person did that to me and then go headlong into another relationship because you haven't dealt with your shit. And I'm telling you right fucking now, you'll attract the same kind of person. Self-care, absolute cornerstone. Therapy, another cornerstone. Journaling, another very important tool that you can use while you're healing. Start thinking now, if you're someone like me who knows that they're going to be in another relationship, then you start working on now, even though you may not be in another relationship for 18 months, start working out now what you think a healthy relationship looks like. Start looking at it. Is screaming at each other a healthy relationship to you? Is fighting healthy to you? To me, I don't like screaming. To me, I don't like fighting. I don't like it. So what's a healthy relationship going to look like to someone who doesn't like conflict? For me, it was clear communication, sitting down and talking through, sitting with that uncomfortable feeling. And I'm telling you right now, Julie called me out on a few occasions because my first reset automatically was to get up and walk away, even after the work I'd done. And she's like, we haven't finished. Come and sit back down. And we had to deliberately work through things that came up. You know, like after domestic violence, you are damaged and you've got to be determined to not just heal, but really face the post-traumatic stress when it comes up. Because my worry is post-traumatic stress is a shitty way to time travel. It's a real horrible way to time travel. And I love time travel. Any movie about time travel, and I've watched it. So there's some things you need to think about with your self-care. It's a way of filling up your cup. It's a way of showing up for yourself. And the more you do it, the more you will cope with life, because you're putting time aside, important time aside, for you. Nobody else is invited to this table. This table is there just for you. And it's not selfish, it's vital. And if you've got children, it's even more important that you do it. I was someone who felt very guilty about putting any time aside for myself. I felt guilty for spending any money on myself. Now I get a massage all the time. I spend lots of money in my garden. I swim. And I make no apologies for that, because that's me refilling my cup and living my life in joy. And when I'm full of joy, I'm a pleasure to be around. If I don't refill my cup and I'm stressed or I'm hypersensitive or I'm grumpy, I'm no good to Julie. I'm no good to the people that I work with or support as a disability worker. I'm just, it doesn't work. And the society says it's selfish, but I'm telling you right now, it's vital. It is vital that you show up for yourself in a form of self-care that gives you joy. It's vital, okay? So I've rabbited on enough. I hope you enjoy this episode and I have convinced you enough to start showing up for yourself in any way, shape or form that refills your cup in a healthy way. This is all about resetting recalibrating yourself so that you can be a healthy person moving forward. Okay? Have a great week, my warriors, and I'll see you next time at Breakfast with Warriors.